my loves. This is Carla. You are your medicine. Tú eres la medicina. Carla After Dark. I'm super excited to have an amazing girl that I just met literally because I was buying crystals. and then the universe, God, source, I bump into her because people you know on Instagram. And my journey with my spiritual awakening happened again 2020. And I was looking for just random stuff. And then she bumped in. I was just started looking at her crystal bracelets. And I don't know. I don't can recall. And I'm going to introduce her. This is Adrienne Ereka, right? Correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes. So she's a very good friend. But most of all, she is a spiritual sister for me. And I admire her. She doesn't really know this part, but she's gonna know now that once I met her, her energy like is so contagious. It's like she's an inner child, but then she's in a very old soul. She is like I really admire her, the fact that because I follow her history after getting to know and looking back, it's knowing her that she got to explore outside Los Baños, which is our hometown. And she's going to share a lot about her bio, about herself, and how she got back. And I'm super excited to have this interview with her. But I really, truly admire her, not just because she's a woman and I love her, but the fact that her healing path that she's explore a lot more and discover through this lifetime. And I'm super excited to have her here and just be us ourselves.
Yeah.
first and foremost, you know. And so I'm just excited that the fact that you're here and you're going to just share your energy to everyone else who's going to be in this episode. So so how you doing, Adrienne?
Hello. Thank you. Well, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Oh.
To be here and to share my vibration, because I think that's what I'm going to talk a lot about, is that's what's really important to me is healing through vibration and sharing that. Mm. So I think it was in, well, it was March of 2020 when I moved back to Los Baños. So I don't know. Sometime in 2020, I connected with Carla. And I can't exactly remember how.
I still don't
know. I mean, it was, we were meant to connect. I forget how. But I know, like, we had friends in common. And yeah. Anyway, are close in age, and I grew up here. But anyway, somehow we connected.
Yeah.
It's meant to be. And I remember you invited me to a women's circle.
Oh, yeah.
And and so that was, you know, I had been, yeah, on the whole spiritual journey or path. And before I moved back to California, I had been in Austin, Texas for a while and kind of doing my thing there. So it was my first, I guess, opportunity being back in my hometown to like gather together with some women. So it was amazing to have that invitation. And
it was during COVID.
Yeah, that was during COVID.
So we were like doing things very illegal.
Oh, yeah. But it's great to like, yeah, it was nice to connect with people that didn't care about the rules. I was like, oh.
We were talking about.
We were talking about where, yeah, connecting at the women's circle and just that being such a beautiful introduction to, yeah, my Los Baños soul sisters and soul tribe.
I know. And who would know, right, that are. This is how it was like for me, like discovering that you were from here and that you were EJ's sister, which is like an old classmate of mine in such a small town, you know, and it's just like how everything interconnects. That's like where it blows my mind, like because I remember now. So I remember that I followed you before COVID. And I think I messaged you like a stalker and I said, hey, when are you going to be doing that sound healing thing? And you were doing that here in town. So so that's how I remember. And then all of a sudden COVID happened and I was like, you know what? I'm going to just invite her to this sister circle. It's like we need that community of spiritual women that are in this path, because I think during COVID, it was such an intense time that I felt like we needed community. Even though we were like with all these crazy rules, I was like, you know, everybody will know, fuck that. It's not going to happen because I need to connect. I need to hug. And I know that a lot of the girls that come to our circle, which you know them, felt the same way. And it was just beautiful to have those circles and new moons and full moons and fire circles. It's just beautiful that to have your energy there. So it really amplifies it, because you, once people know her, if they know her, then you know. So yeah, so that's how we connected. Yeah. And then when you got back here, I mean, tell us a little bit of your history of
Yeah. So I grew up, I was born and raised in Los Banos. My family comes from here. I had been away from Los Banos since I was like 19 years old before, you know, returning in 2020. So I had been away for maybe like 22 years since I went to college in Santa Barbara, and sort of that kind of started my path of, I don't know, discovery outside of Los Banos, getting away. And that led to eventually my own, like discovering my own need for healing, I guess you could say. I guess what led to that is so many things, but if I had to summarize, just living the lifestyle I used to live was like very different from the lifestyle I live now. It's very fast paced. I was, one of my friends says I was a busy businesswoman when she met me. I was busy, you know, busy with all the things that I thought were important, making money, working an important job and doing all these things. And I was on all this medication for like mood disorder, for depression, for anxiety, for all these things. But it turns out I just have a lot of energy running through a pretty small, you know, vessel. So eventually when I was living in Texas and moved there for a job, I started like something deep inside me was like wanting something different. But at the time I didn't really know what. So I was trying to get off the medication, trying to figure something out. I started practicing yoga, but not for like the spiritual aspect of it. I had nothing, like no idea that there was even a spiritual side to yoga.
It's so funny how everybody goes into yoga first. I think everybody explores yoga.
Well, and it's funny, just being from California, I never taken a yoga class. I was like 35 years old living in Texas and took my first yoga class, and that really started changing everything. It was the first time I sat with myself and went inward and asked myself, like, what do you want? What do you like? And it turns out that like the entire life that I had built wasn't really what I wanted on a deep level. So once I started asking myself that, you know, doing the inward practices, getting off this medication, I started working with essential oils and just sort of like trying to figure out, what do I really
different
want?
Tools different you were tools. Gravitated. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's when I started making things with essential oils. So I had a friend who was really into the oils, and I was having a difficult time transitioning off the medication and coming back to visit family in Los Banos. And when everything's amplified, you know, I've done a good job. I felt like doing the healing outside of Los Banos and then always being amplified. But I saw something there that was like, okay, this is where this is where there's some work to do. So eventually, after living in Texas for about 6 years, I was feeling really like I need to be back in California. I can't explain it other than just like a deep calling to come back. And it wasn't necessarily to come back to Los Banos, because having moved away, you know, when I was younger, it was like, oh, it's like I just want to get out of here. It's so right, all the reasons, it's boring or whatever. And so I was like, where do I want to be in California? And nothing was like really coming to me. I'd meditate on it and do all these things, and one day I had the clear vision, like I was living at my dad's house and I was so happy, and I immediately rejected that vision when I got it. I was like,
I'm not going back home.
That's not correct.
Ew. Like,
that's not correct. You're sending me this vision's wrong. But it turns out that's what, you know, even after getting that clear vision, I was like, no, what about this? What about this? And I ended up moving to my dad's house, which was like one of the most beautiful experiences of my life, you know. On one hand, I thought, oh, it's so crazy, but
who would know? Yeah,
it was perfect.
Yeah, who would know that you will return back, right? You never think about a million years. And that actually, that's what you needed to be back home.
Yes, it's almost exactly like start all over for my evolution.
Yes,
because it was like at that point, I had really when I was living in Texas, I really dove deep into the spiritual path through yoga, especially. And I got so into it, you know, I did several different yoga teacher trainings. I got into Kundalini yoga, Hatha yoga, Yin yoga, all different types of Tantra? Meditation. A little bit. I've never really trained in it, but I have a lot of friends who are into different tantric practices and really into the sound healing and all these transformational practices. What was I going to say? I'm like, what's my point? I don't know what my point
all the
was.
Healy methods.
Oh, but like, yeah, once I dove in, it was like, it was like there's no turning back and then you start uncovering things. But so at that point,
rabbit holes.
I had done all these practices, you know, I had like been for a while in the practice where I get up every morning at 4:30 in the morning and have like a 2.5 hour meditation practice.
Your rituals.
I've been really strict about all these things. And I realized it was like I was training to come back to Los Banos. One of my friends says you were just training to come live with your dad. I'm like, I think so.
Yeah,
because you really have to have that kind of like spiritual stamina to live with.
You have to have some level.
So much. But it took me that. It wasn't him. It took me that, you know. So anyway, but at the point when I moved back to California, I would say I didn't realize, but I was a little bit stagnant in my spiritual practices because I was sort of like, what am I doing here? Even though it felt like it was where I needed to be. Then COVID happened. And luckily I was able to connect with some people who I've known for a really long time, longtime friends, and with you and with some new friends. But yeah, it really started uncovering like new levels of healing for me.
Isn't that wild when it just, I always, you know, bringing back to COVID, because that's when we really got more connected. Like, I was buying sea moss from you. I mean, I was like, I felt like I was like, we're drug dealing and shit. Like, give me some sea moss, eh?
You want more healing tools?
Yes,
I got all kinds of healing tools.
I'm all, what other crystal can heal me? What can it block this
you
COVID?
Need all of them. But on a serious note, it's like, well, I know we both know, like, none of these things heal us. I'm a huge fan of all these tools, crystals, the different, you know, potions that I make, all the different medicines. But they're all reminders, you know? They're all reminders of what we have inside. And that's why it's
do
so
it is
beautiful.
La Medicina. Yes. And I felt like I needed to wear that. I needed to wear that because you're so potent with your medicines. And going to your sound healing gatherings is like, I always tell everybody, it's like, you have to go. Like, you go, you forget you're here. I will always feel like, oh, I'm back. Like, I always leave out of my body. And then I'm like, oh, I'm back to human life, you know?
Yes.
But that itself, that's an experience in you. How you got into that?
Yeah, so sound healing I discovered through yoga in the practice of Kundalini yoga in particular. It's like customary, I guess, at the end during Shavasana, deep relaxation, that the yoga teacher will play the gong.
Ooh, okay.
And so the first time I experienced that, already experiencing yoga, it's all new, you know. Yeah. It's hard for me to relax, especially in the beginning. I'd be that person that comes into yoga all like
wired up.
I'm fine. It's fine. So fine, right? Like, I feel like I didn't even know how to breathe. But I remember during my first like Shavasana relaxing with the gong, it's like the gong took me somewhere. Like the gong took me out of my head.
It
so
does.
My head, there was always, people would always tell me before I started meditating, like, oh, you should really meditate. You don't understand what's going on in here.
It's like,
so the gong helped me really just, drop into my parasympathetic nervous system where I could really, a place where that I had never felt before in my life.
So say it again.
Parasympathetic. Our nervous system, we have the parasympathetic component of the nervous system, which allows us to rest, digest, reproduce, like that really relaxed.
So it's like on your lower chakras?
We heal.
What do you feel?
Well, it's not necessarily, it's not in, it's, you know,
it's all
through
over
our whole nervous
system. Gotcha.
Yeah. So it's more just when we feel grounded, when our nervous system is relaxed and we can relax when we're not in the opposite, which is the fight or flight mode.
Yes.
Where, and a lot of us, many humans live like that.
Oh,
and we don't
I
realize.
Yeah.
Like, that's when I first started practicing the sound healing and yoga. I didn't realize how not relaxed I always was. They'd be like laying down, like, relax. And I'd be like, the teacher would come touch me. And I was like, didn't realize I was laying there like, you know, like thinking that was relaxed.
Wow.
But so the sound healing I love.
Overly stimulated. That's the word.
Really, I was totally overly stimulated and too much coffee and too much everything. But the sound healing really took me to places like that. So then I'd seek it out. And luckily, when I was living in Texas, it was like everywhere. There's so many sound healers and feel really blessed to be able to experience a lot. So bringing Yeah, the sound healing with me and sharing it here has been amazing. Wow, but it has been, you reminded me, like a long, it's been like a year since I've even done anything. What have I been doing? I've been in deep in the healing portals.
That's what it is. We'll talk about portals.
It's time. Time for some sound healing for sure.
So. That's actually what I feel like you do. Like you open a portal when sound healing. Mm-hmm. And that's how you feel like you get. Like you're just gone and you go into your higher self, or we want to call it your divine essence, and you just go straight to source in that. And it's so peaceful because your thoughts, like there's no thoughts. And that's where I feel like that's where in that state that you're at in your being, you can actually be a manifestor in that moment. Like you can, if you're very aware and conscious, like you can actually start looking into like your future self and things that you want to feel. For me, I think in my journey, Adrian, like it was a lot of like, I want to feel peace. And how does that feel? It's the opposite of your hyper-stimulated. And what's that, you know? And like you think peace is like just sitting. No, like
what is peace?
Peace is when you're literally in no thoughts. You are in light. Like I'm in that place where it's just like you're floating this. Okay, I'm gonna make it visual, because if you haven't felt that, then hopefully this kind of like kind of plants the seed. It kind of gets you intrigued, but it's the place where you just laying there and you're not worried about the future. You're not worried about if you let food cooking, you know, you're just in that place where nothing matters and you're in that nothingness. And I didn't realize what that was like until you're in that moment. I mean, sound healing is one of your medicines. And of course, we both explore ayahuasca. We both explore shrooms. It's another, basically, it's a mushroom, magic mushrooms, that it heals in a different forms for us. But it gives you that also, too. But sound healing, it's a whole nother level for me. It's a, I almost call it that's part of the integration for me in my medicine, for me in my daily life. If I can just sleep with frequency, I mean, I literally just being like in that bliss. I can feel that peace.
Yeah. And it's really powerful. Like you were asking, saying something about the nervous system. Like, is it, you know, in a certain chakra or something? And it's not really, I don't like to explain it that way, because the overall frequency is something different than just the energetic centers, which they, all of the energetic centers do have a frequency. But the reason that it's so powerful to like play a singing bowl or use the gong or something like that is is like each of these tools, every crystal, every singing bowl has its own specific energetic signature or that frequency that it emits. Our energy as humans, everything is made of energy, is like always changing, is dynamic, constantly moving. But when we play like a singing bowl or something simple like that, it seems like this simple thing we're doing, but literally this energetic pattern is interweaving with our own energetic pattern and reorganizing it. Just imagine it like
as
we walk through the life, our energy gets like becomes disorganized, and there is an order to it. But as we intermix with other people's energy, as we get annoyed with something,
you're at the airport,
cut off in traffic, like whatever it is, people think, oh, we're just picking up traumas, like these huge things that happen to us, but it could be just little everyday things
we pick up. It's like almost magnetically, right? Like it gets into your energy
field. Because we have an electromagnetic field, so it sticks, and it sticks to things. I can go on and on, but the things that it sticks more to are the traumas that we have not resolved within ourselves are like stickier than just the empty space. So that's why, you know,
I almost call those parasites.
Magnetic parasites.
There you go. Like
magnetic. The things that come up, the things that bother us the most, because they are things within us. But the cool thing about the energy, the crystals, the singing bowls, the gong, is that that energetic frequency, if you're just sitting there playing a bowl or dinging a bell or chime or something, it helps organize your energy. So that's why it can help you feel better. You know, it seems like magic, but there's really a science to it.
It's crazy.
And it's and it takes you to that place, like you're saying, of like where we're open to receive and not just like manifesting things, which we can call whatever we'd like into our lives, but like manifesting healing or like what is that like? What is it like to feel good in our body?
Yeah.
Because we focus a lot on being in the mind and stuff. Yeah. But when we drop out of that, what's left? It's this vessel that holds so much. And so it's not always like sound healing isn't always blissful either. Mm-mm. Because
it, oh God, I got disturbed one time. I will never forget that. It was on that. Christmas. Was it Christmas, my dear? Oh shit, man.
Was it when I brought the gong to the women's circle when yes, it was Vicky's remember? First Vicky's and I was first like
I like I don't know I why really I was stirred so up some triggered. Energy in that one. I was so triggered. I was like, I want to punch her. Stop playing that fucking
yeah.
It was and she kept going ding, 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 like do that movement. Like usually, how do you do it?
I know, I wish I had it. Like I don't know. Well, usually when and it's oh such a God. Weird feeling because I can feel the energy and usually when there's discomfort.
Very
it's
uncomfortable.
Like, it's like, you know, the gong is like telling me, play harder, play harder. Yeah,
she got possessed.
She's all, ah. And I was usually like, I know after whether so, people say it or not because they're like, oh.
Yeah, I was like, and it was moving. It was moving shit out of me. Like, and I was breathing through it. It's just like, oh, medicines are not the most comfortable. That's just plain simple. Like,
the best ones are the most uncomfortable.
Yes. Yes, they're the best ones because it's like afterwards you feel like, fuck, that was intense. But then you're like, yeah. Fuck, I did it, you know?
It's
like,
so true because there's a lot of practices, you know, in Kundalini yoga that are just like bizarre or you do this weird like movement for 5 minutes straight and it's all training your nervous system to be able to be neutral in discomfort, wow. in the discomfort of our lives, whether wow. it's a crazy, you know, like ayahuasca journey or Cambo, like all Cambo, of these yes. things. Are helping us even to neutralize. Bay, like, yeah, so, just yeah, I gave my mom her first rapé the other day.
Wow.
Jesse's next.
We've been on this.
So yes. yeah, it could all be very,
it's
you know.
Beautiful, all the medicines. And I mean, one of the things that you feel that worked a lot with you, like you feel like it's part of you more and that you go to it more or that you go kind of in certain timelines, you've just kind of jumped into different ones. Like right now I'm in cold showers. Like that's like a routine out of my life. That's a cold shower going there. 30 seconds. Breathe like a dragon.
Making me not breathe, just talking about it. Yeah,
just... So that's one of my medicines I'm using a lot lately. And but yeah, I mean, for you, what feels you like in your daily routines, mm-hmm. you know, like what do you use the most?
What I use the most right now, I would say it changes for me, you know, yeah. in seasons. But what I use the most consistently is probably the rapé. Rapé or hapé.
You can tell us. Do you want to tell us a little bit? I mean, I will tell them, but you use it. Why not?
Yeah, I like to pair that with a little meditation. So every morning before I eat anything, I get up. I use rapé, which is basically like a shamanic snuff. It's a powdered combination of herbs, typically tobacco based, and then different combinations of herbs for different. Things, but it's things. Very clearing. So all the different rapés are very cleansing for your energy, physically, yeah, energetically. You
energetically.
Blow it up your nose. Yeah. Like so. And then typically meditate. Forced into a meditation.
Forced. Sometimes it is
but
forced.
That's why I kind of
it's
like
wild.
It. It's like I love these tools. It's a really, for me, a potent realignment tool. Like, you know, it's all the vibrational tools. So,
yeah,
it depends how unaligned I am. You know, it can be more like.
I know. I did that one time and I never will do that to myself. Like, I mean, not that I intentionally want to be like blow my third eye open, but I did it one time and I was like, oh, that was intense. And that was me. But I normally like somebody else to serve me because I want the full effect. But talking about rapé. So, and I think in a lot of the circles, we call it the silence meditation.
The medicine of silence.
Silence. Yeah. So for you, you'd use that more like when you want to meditate, you do it on your daily ritual and you feel out of alignment. It's just kind of intuitively, right?
Yeah, I usually do it every morning. It's a good way, I feel like, to set up my day. And then if my energy's off throughout the day or I feel like I need a cleansing or something, I'll go to that. I remember the first time you were the first person who served me rapé and I was like, never doing that again. I did not want you to do the second side.
She got like, a tear going down.
Oh, more than a tear. I was like running to the bathroom. I was like, I was standing up. I was like, I think I'm going to die. But now it's like, but it's been a practice in me, especially the rapé and then the cambo, very similar of a practice in like surrendering and letting go, gosh, which cambo. I've never it's been
beautiful medicine.
Never been really good at. So it reminded me of that, of the rapé and especially the cambo, like the resistance that I felt, and then just getting to serve my mom the rapé and seeing the similar pattern that we hold. And now it's like just seeing her how her body would resist it.
And it's so crazy because I think the resistance, and we're going to probably talk, if you want to talk about it, it's fine. Ego is part of our life. It's my protector, my best friend. Mm-hmm. It's my guide. It's my teacher. The ego is always like, whoa, you know, no. And then it's like, want to push it away. And it just goes into like survival too. And it's like the subconscious part of it where it kind of connects the ego. How it worked for you, you can explain for you what ego, like how has it become integrated in your life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like to use the word integration because some people will talk about ego death and getting rid
for
of
me,
the
it's
ego.
Integration too.
But I just see it as a part of us. It's a necessary part of us. And it's definitely not something I'd want to get rid of.
No.
Because it's important and it's, but because it is, I see it as this protective energy. It can, some people's ego and that part of them can get out of control in a way and create, I guess, what some people consider a persona that isn't really them. But I think that the more that you can integrate that aspect of yourself, the more aligned it can just be to your true self, if that makes sense. But I think for me, it's a constant like uncovering of what are the parts of me that are hidden, or is there another mask that I'm putting on? I think I've removed one, but is there another one revealing itself? Because I feel like there are many layers. So I don't know if I answered what
you was. No. It sounds pretty, and my ceremony that I first sat down with ayahuasca, which ayahuasca is a beautiful medicine as well, and it's from the Amazon too, and we can give a little history of that too. It comes from the Amazonics, it's a shamanic brew which you heal by drinking it. And how? Well, you go through a very intense process and you will face a lot of your traumas, a lot of your dark shadows. And dark shadows are basically the experiences that you basically couldn't process, and they became your shadows. And then through that, you can just face it there. So it's intense, right? For you, you went through ayahuasca first, for example. And for me, is that ego was shown there on that ceremony for me, and I was able to see the mask that I was putting. It was quite intense. I was like, oh,
that's
shit.
Not me.
That's not me. And so that was ego. So then ego came out of that. No, I don't do that. No. And it was like the ego, it was like, first time for me, it was like I saw it and I was like, oh my God. And then I just got emotional because it was showing me, the medicine was showing me so much of me, of my subconscious, and how a lot of my inner child had to create all this different masks to cope with a lot of things and through my growth. And seeing my ego, I saw like actually like with such love. And that's where I was able to integrate my ego. But it was considered almost like an ego death because I was understanding at that moment. I just like, oh, that's me. But then I was like integrating it at the same time. It was beautiful how that kind of went for me. For you, have you ever seen your ego? I mean, have you felt? I mean, obviously we know like of our egos, but I mean, for your experience.
Yeah, I would say I describe my whole awakening process and healing process is more of a gradual process for me. So I feel very lucky and grateful that it wasn't like, I've been like sort of working on that investigation, if you will, of the ego, like before my first ayahuasca experience. So it wasn't like a surprise to me that there were these parts of me, you know, that were hidden. But so it was interesting with like ayahuasca and cambo have helped me see like maybe parts of myself that I knew were there, but I was too afraid to face before. Yeah. It's helped me see, like my strength.
Yeah.
Like my strength. And that also, And it's like, I'd said this before, and I've said this before, ayahuasca, that there's nothing scary within us. It's all within us. I'm like, that's not necessarily true.
No.
But the more that I've opened up and been willing to face it, the less scary that it has.
Oh my God, yes. Become.
Like the things that I thought were like I couldn't face, or that would be my worst fear. And then it's revealed like, oh, that actually happened to you. I'm like, oh, cool. Oh. Thanks.
Holy moly.
But it's like easier the more that you,
Wow, that's beautiful. Open. So do you want to share us a little bit of your medicines and tools that you have that you...
Symbol and my...
Yes.
Sure.
Is this one from the chakras you were talking about? So just so people can understand the chakras that don't know.
Yes, yes. This bowl that I have is tuned to the heart chakra.
Ooh, my favorite.
Chakra frequency. So yes, see if you
open that heart.
See if you can feel this. Let me move this out of the microphone. Well, in the microphone way, out of the microphone's way. Healing is. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yes.
Subscribe for more.
Subscribe for more, yes.
My niece would say. Be sure to like and subscribe for more.
Yes. We will. We will definitely put your information.
I'm joking.
I mean, that's why you're here.
That's why I'm here, to get famous on Carla After Dark.
Love it. Oh my gosh. It's just so amazing what sound. Oh my God. I can sleep with that. I can seriously. God. It opens it for
everybody,
sure.
Everybody get yourself a vibrational healing tool.
I know. Do you want to try the other one? How do you feel?
Do you want? You want me to play my bowl? Bring the other bowl. Bring the other bowl, please.
Thank you, Jess.
Thank you. My bowls are a little dirty.
God, so
my
awesome.
My bowl's out in the woods.
I know. They're all, hey, guys. Do you guys have names?
They don't have names. I know.
Well, the heart.
They're just such pure beings. That,
I know.
You know.
So what are, I mean, for people that are so new to this stuff. Mm-hmm. So what are the bowls made of?
Oh, yeah. What are the bowls made of? And I guess I could describe a little bit more about the, like, what does it mean that it's working with the heart chakra?
Yes. There we go.
So these bowls are made out of quartz crystal. They are most crystal bowls. Some of them are made differently, but these ones, I think the crystal's melted and formed.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Sorry. Just getting used to this. Used to this situation. These bowls are made out of quartz crystal, and then the different crystal bowls are tuned to work with different chakras, which also correspond to different musical notes. So the smaller one I was playing is heart chakra, and then this one is the root chakra.
Ooh, keep us
so
grounded.
So what those are, for anyone who's not familiar with the chakras.
Yeah, the chakras. There you
are
go.
Are energy centers. So we have... electromagnetic field of energy around the body, and there's a system called chakras, or referred to as chakras. There's a lot of different lineages that will break down the chakras, but the most common are 7 different chakras that run from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. The root chakra is the first chakra at the bottom of the spine. It carries the energies of safety, stability, security, feeling grounded. It's that safety and security, that feeling that's created, I believe, between the ages of 0 and 7. So each of the chakras also corresponds with, like, a timeline in our life when that energy matures and is created. And then the heart chakra, course, we associate the heart a lot of times with love, but the heart is not just the energy of love. It's really a neutral space within
us. Very nurturing, right?
To nurture it is, ourselves. But it also holds all of our relationships, so not just our relationship with ourselves, but, you know, romantic relationships, family relationships. So there's a lot happening there. So,
wow.
But
a lot happening
there. But using tools like this, for example, I have a lot happening in my heart. To sum it up on a, you know, in a, I guess, brief way would be like, one way to work with that energy is to play the heart chakra singing bowl, and that's going to help align your heart with its like energetic blueprint, basically. It's healthy energetic blueprint, so that you feel good, you don't feel a heaviness that you might normally feel. A lot of people think of this stuff, you know, sound is like, oh, that's some nice little thing I can do, but the reality is it's such a powerful physical healer, not just like for your energy, but that's where everything starts. You know, everything starts as energy, a thought, a word, and then it manifests into something physical. So, for better or worse, it's kind of hard to hold.
It's a heavy one, huh?
Yeah. Whoops.
That's all right. And it's you can tell the sound is more like, can you describe it? What's the best word? I'm like, I just like solid, like anchor-y.
Yeah, maybe more. It's a little deeper.
Yeah,
to that deep. The like the frequencies. You know, a lot of people talk about raising their vibration, and that's accurate. But it's like the truth of the human vibration is, you know, the vibration. If you measured it like at your feet versus like at your brain, it's going to be a different frequency. And the lower chakras and the lower parts of the body are a more dense energy. So typically like those instruments will sound like a deeper tone, but it also helps having like the bigger bowl.
Yeah.
But you can feel it if you really tune in, you can feel it in the different parts of your body, the different bowls, and yeah.
Yeah, wow, wonderful. So you can probably take it. It was a heavy one.
Thank you.
I see that you have the drum, and I know the drum is very healing as well. Tool of music.
Get the drum, my new drum.
Oh, beautiful.
Got to make this drum with my new friend Pablo, my drum maker friend. Hopefully we'll be coming out to the United States soon. So you too can make a drum like Pablo.
Yes. Boom. We'll be keeping you guys in tune. Information.
It's not very, it's like, you know, it's not that cold, but it doesn't make a good sound when it's not warmed up.
I know. So normally you put it around the fire, right?
Yeah. Normally you want to warm it in the fire if it's warm enough outside. So
leave it
can
outside.
Hear it, but it's not the same.
So the
continued, guys.
So the medicine of the drum. Now that you're connected with the drum, now how you felt with this?
So this is my newest companion.
Yeah,
it's taken me a long time to get a drum, just because I feel like all my tools are really special to me. So yeah. I didn't want it just to be any old drum. So getting to make this drum was amazing, because we went through a whole like ceremonial process to make it, connecting with the animal skin that his family finds. So this is made out of a panther. We did a whole ceremony honoring the animal. Panther, watch out. This is powerful energy.
Oh, yes.
But really connecting with it. So that helped a lot, just connecting with all parts of it as you're putting it together. And then, you know, what I've learned and what I felt just from my own experience with the drum, I learned from Pablo and our ceremony, is just how I feel really is like this instrument for me really carries a beautiful feminine energy. I feel like it's really connected to the heartbeat and to the heartbeat of the earth. So I really feel like it carries that, just that earth energy, healing with the earth, divine feminine mother energy. And I really feel like as I've been playing it, and got to play it last weekend in ceremony and really connect deeply, I feel like it just really carries a powerful feminine ancestral connection.
It is. And I like that. As soon as I hear the drum, I remember I was in this ceremony and I just heard this facilitator, and she I was outside with my friend Vicky, and we were laying down looking at the stars, and next thing you know, I felt like my body just, like, I heard the drum and it just pulled me, like it was calling me, like I felt that, like, the string of my heart. It was wild. And we both looked at each other. You feel the call. And we're like, synchronized. We're like,
I feel like it, yeah, takes you back to the mother. It really, like, takes you back in a primal way.
Yeah, definitely. It's amazing. Wow. Do you have a little beat going on?
A little bit. I'm trying to get it warmed up a little bit. Somebody light the fire. I'm just kidding.
A big old torch. Get warmed up. That was awesome. How beautiful. This, all these different sounds can.
Yes. I know. Bring the gong next time.
Ooh. Part two, yes. Definitely. Part two. Sesh. Yeah, amazing.
To warm up a little bit. Okay. Well, thanks for coming. Thanks for joining us anyway, even though you weren't ready.
I love it. How does it feel for you to be back in Los Banos? I know we scratched a little bit of that topic. How do you feel, like, bringing this? Like, how did you feel? Like, were you wondering, like, are these people going to think so I'm weird? Or you know, we always think those things.
I mean, my biggest critics are, like, my family. They openly tell me how, you know, strange and unusual I can be. So I feel like actually part of my practice has been getting over that even before I moved back, like, not caring, you know, just embodying who I am and being proud of that and not, like, you know, not wearing any more masks, because I wore a lot of masks, you know, for most of my life. But yeah, so it's felt actually really good. And when I did my first sound healings, offering those in Los Banos, it felt like it was just such an honor. And I don't say that lightly. Like, I used to hate when people say, oh, it's an honor, it's my pleasure, because I think I never really felt that with stuff I was doing before. But it was such an honor. And even I remember after my first sound healing, I had, like, so many people show up, and I just stayed there after. It was, like, at my grandma's house in her backyard, and I stayed there after by myself, and I just cried, like, tears of joy, like, happy tears of, like, just
being, oh, I remember that,
so grateful, like, so grateful that I could, you know, that I'm doing this now, like, living so many years of my life, like, not doing work that wasn't fulfilling and that I didn't even know wasn't fulfilling, and now being able to share something so important to me. So it's actually been amazing to be back in Los Banos, and I feel like I kind of knew, you know, being from here, what I was getting into, but I also know that it's, like, a perfect, the perfect time of people being so curious and open and wanting things like this.
Yeah. Sound even healing, though sound healing, it sounds like crystals, not so mystic, but when you go, it's like a whole transformational, like, you can't say, oh, I will never go back. And if it's, it will be rare. I don't know. I feel like people just, I mean, do you feel like, oh, I don't like your sound healing? Like,
it just depends.
I didn't like your session.
I think a lot of people do come back. Even the people that didn't necessarily enjoy it, they'll end up usually revealing to me after several sessions, like, I hated it at first, but then I kept coming back. And I know that's also part of the sound healing that I don't get attached to, where I know people are going to come and not everyone's going to have an amazing experience, because I know I've had all kinds of experiences, and I especially know the people that have, like, a terrible experience, they're getting exactly what they
needed.
So I mean, I just love it. I have a lot of repeat people that come back and see the benefits. But then I have a lot of new people too. Like, before I was living here, I'd come and done a couple sound healings, and I had a lady who just found the event on Facebook. I wasn't connected to her through people, and right away she's like, I want to buy a gong, you know, where can I get one? So it's always, like, pleasantly surprising to me to see how people, like, really pick up, and they don't need, you don't need to know, but it's like a feeling that you
get. Wow, that's crazy. So in other words, you don't have anxiety anymore?
No, not that I don't, but it's just like, you know, it yeah, I mean, not that I don't actually, like I used to.
No.
I don't want to say I don't at all, because I think I'm wise enough to not, like, never say never. Like, I don't deal with this at all. But no, yeah. I mean, I've worked on the anxiety piece quite a bit, and what I felt like I wasn't able to balance myself. Like, before I found Cambo, I really feel like Cambo, like, ripped it out. I mean, that could be a whole other session. Because,
Cambo, I mean, yeah, we just got on it.
That's not, like, my daily thing, you know? But when, if you ask me, like, what has been my most, like, transformational medicine or tool I've worked with, it's definitely Cambo. And I think I discovered it at the perfect time when I was ready to go deeper. But yeah, that really helped me so much with, like, I thought I didn't think I was anxious, but it helped what me in hindsight. Cambo, yeah, what is Cambo? What is Cambo?
I mean, I've done the medicine, but.
So Cambo is, it's a secretion that comes from an Amazonian frog. It's actually the peptides that the frog produces are identical to the peptides in the human body. So the secretions are harvested and then they're applied to the human skin through a superficial burn, a little burn point. And that induces a purge, typically like throwing up. There's lots of ways that we purge. It can be bottom purge, shaking, bottom purge, crying. It could be a combination.
Can have them all. Have them all things. At once.
But it's a really powerful medicine for, originally I was drawn to it for detoxing my body on a deeper level. I've been doing all these things with herbs, saunas, and all this stuff. But I really wanted to cleanse myself of some like dental trauma and infection, and it's good for parasites. It's like a super deep cleansing of the lymphatic system, which not a lot works on, but this medicine moves right through your lymphatic system, which stores a lot of waste. So I mean, it clears you out on so many levels. I highly recommend Cambo for almost everything.
Yes, honestly, yeah. Guys. Yeah, you have a flu, go get Cambo. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, you have itchy, go get Cambo. itchy scalp. I mean, whatever it is.
Go get yourself some Cambo. But seriously, it's like you want to digest.
I mean, if I could just
better,
like.
You want to reset your.
Set everybody like a.
Yeah, I mean, maybe some things aren't for everyone. You know, people say, well, ayahuasca isn't for everyone, but Cambo, I think, is for everyone. I think so.
First of all, you don't get like a trip.
Yeah, it's not a hallucinogenic. So people that are sort of nervous about that type of experience, it's not that, but it is an intense experience.
It is, yeah.
Of letting go, but the letting key, go the, what I didn't even need, know I needed to let go of.
I was like, wait, I thought I worked on that. Mm-hmm. It's wild. And I think like the most, a description that I can give, like when I had this, you know, done for me, it was like, when I'm ready to purge, it's like your body gets like, you know, shook and your stomach's like, I think it's coming.
Yeah.
And the moment you're about to, because they give you like a little bucket. And so you're holding your bucket and my bucket becomes my best friend. You got me. And so I hold it like dear life of my life. I go all in. I really do go all in. And in the moment I'm purging, it's like I know what I need to release. Like the thoughts or the emotions like start flaring up. Like it's wild how that happens. I'm like, oh my God, why am I, you know, and it's showing right there and then what you're actually releasing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think for me sometimes it's that clear and sometimes it's not. But what was really clear for me in my first Cambo session is like I came there, you know, with a really specific intention. I felt like I was really open, but it really showed me on how I can resist things on such a deep level in my body. Because like Carla was saying, right when you, from the moment that the medicine is applied to your skin and before your first purge, is like one of the most uncomfortable experiences of my
especially life. Especially like myself, I hated throwing up.
Oh, it's like, yeah, most people are like, I don't want to throw up. And yeah, like, no one likes it. But then it's like,
I think it was the smell that I, when I was little, hate that smell. So like, I'm like, but then you're in fasting, right? You fast and you eat very clean the weeks before. But, and you're drinking tons of water for, you know, isn't that a gallon? It's a liter.
It's a liter and a half to 2 liters. Yeah, when you first get the medicine on you, then you drink all the water because it's the vehicle that, yeah, drives the medicine in. But that between when you have all the water in you before you purge, you're like super uncomfortable until your first purge. And that's when my first time, my body was not letting go. I mean, there was like a few hours. We had like 3 rounds of people going and I was trying to stay inward, but I was like, what's wrong with me? No, all these people are done.
Are you serious?
I'm just like miserable. And I kept asking the gal that was ask your body. Yeah, exactly. It was very, you know, just protect me. And that's how I can describe my ego the most, is just protector. Like, it's like this part of me that's like, no, it's fine, you know. And it was like telling me, though, you're not ready to let go of your misery. You're not ready to let go of your, and I'm like, yes, I am. And then, but there was a part of me that was really like, no, you're not. What are you going to have? What are you going to have to complain about? Right? Because that's like, for so long, my whole life, it's like we're attached to these stories. And so for me, I've been like really rewriting all of it. So literally, ask me, it's like, no, I don't even like to talk about it. Sort of, it's like, it's always evolving now. I don't know what.
Seriously.
That's old stories.
That's an old stories we get so attached to. And it's wild how As I doing more integration of that medicine too, like it was crazy how it showed me that I was so attached to the forever. Like that was like a big one for me, like the forever with your partner, your forever of your career, your forever of like this attachment of stories that we get programmed as a child and as you grow too, because the society is always telling you what's to do, like do this, do that, and it's like we go and we get attached, like okay, maybe I need to go 4 more years of school, like, and it's just wild how like all that programming and it's showing you right there with the ego, and it's just, I mean, it's beautiful how you can see it crystal clear of the stories, like how you were so afraid to let go. I think that's a lot of the ego. It's afraid to let go of the stories, like totally. No, but you're dignified, you're in, not dignified, it's you're identify of that's who I am and you don't want to let it go.
Totally. And there's like more recent, in one of my most recent journeys, I had something come up for me that I was like one of these things, yeah, where it felt like so scary, too scary to see. Wow. You know what I mean?
Oh god, I've been
But then I was shown, like, in my body, because I'm always taking on a deep journey in my body with like the Cambo and with the ayahuasca, showing me all this cleaning I had done, like emotional healing, like all this different work. And like literally, like I cleaned all around this trauma, like this suppressed thing. And it was showing me, it's like, okay, if you're ready to go in there and release this, it's going to be like way easier than you think because you've done so much work. And so I was like shocked to see like, oh, it's actually, you know, which I know it's our resistance that makes it harder. But in seeing this, it was like showing me like you built this up so much. Like you're ready.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's wild to see how your own perspective changes. And that's really it's
a beautiful evolution. I think that's what it is. It comes down to like and then enjoying the path of your life. I think one of the things I've discovered as well in my path is like you enjoy your moment, like you enjoy this present time and that's all you have. And literally like your energy, that's what always reminds me, like you really keep us in this moment. Like that's just really what it is. Like your inner child, your feminine power, your medicine woman, your, what do you have, a spirit animal? Do you?
My panther, I feel like.
I knew you were a cat.
But it's funny because before that, I was like telling one of my friends, like, oh, when are the bigger animals going to come in? Because I feel really connected to like the bee, you know, the small animals, bees, frogs.
Hummingbirds,
yeah.
I think like your bird medicine could be a hummingbird.
Like, I'm very embody like a hummingbird bee energy.
Yes.
Like, but I feel like it was when more it comes recently, to Earth. With recently, Earth. I'm like, all right, now I'm ready for the panther.
Ooh, I love that.
Enough buzzing around. Time to like get on the ground.
I love it.
I guess I would say
I knew you were a cat. I just had,
how about
it. Like,
yours? What's yours?
It's Hawat. It's Jaguar. Yeah. So it's a cat energy for sure. But the panther's very similar too. Mm-hmm. They both have very potent medicine and work in the dark and beautiful. I love that.
Yeah.
Wow, it's so awesome.
I'm missing a few patches of hair. My panther's seen.
Panther.
Seen a few things.
I know. We need to get a panther shirt.
Yes.
Oh gosh, I love this conversation. Thank you so much, Adrian. And I mean, anything that you would love to share, any medicine of your of your intuition, of your wisdom, to any podcasters over here that like to listen.
Well, I'd love to thank you. First of all, thank you for having me, for having this conversation. And it's so beautiful to like, yeah, to sit with you and like see, hear how you view me, and like in touching on bringing that, you know, inner child into the world. I guess one thing I would,
you're playful,
share is that it's like never too late. Yeah. You know, I've always liked to have fun, but I spend a lot of my life being like very serious. And I think that's why now it's really important for me to play. I don't always remember to, but in doing a lot of like inner child work and healing, I've been able to bring forth more of the fun aspects of me, because it's like we're all in this human experience together and we're all experiencing hard things. But the truth is, I think when we look back, we could sit there and focus on all the shit and all the hard things.
Oh my
god,
there's
also a lot of beautiful things.
Yes.
So I think it's really important, equally as important, to tap into those beautiful things, those moments of beauty. Because the truth is, when you're sitting here focusing on all the mess that you have to clean up, it's like sometimes we don't spend enough time focusing on the beauty that we've created and the beauty that we've had gifted to ourselves.
Oh, so. My God. Yeah. And I think that's part of like a lot of the medicines always kept taking me back to like when you were a child and you just had no worries and be able to be in that present time. Mm-hmm. And it's wild how like it takes you back. But then it's like, do that now. So yes. You don't waste that time. Like you just like, oh, I should have paid just more attention. I should have been more present. And I think it's that part of like learning to have that stillness. And I know we had really deep talks in the past too, regarding just being in your own room, being here. The whole world was traveling. I mean, as soon as COVID was lifted or semi-lifted, everybody was out there. And I was just still very inward. I was still a lot of like cuddling myself more, mm-hmm. nurturing myself more. And I think that's where a lot of the anxieties come. Like you don't nurture yourself enough. And that's being in stillness, be able to not expect anything outside of yourself to nurture you, but you doing it yourself. And it's easier for you to be more connected with others, mm-hmm. because you're so nurtured by your own energy that you are able to hold space for others. Yeah. It's beautiful. And that's what I feel like that's like I've seen your evolution. Mm-hmm. You were very like a hermit. You say you were a hermit one time, I think. I don't know. Or cocoon. I don't remember.
I go back and forth to preserve my own, you know.
Yeah, preserve
I make sure
your own energy.
I take care of my energy first, which I haven't always done.
Yeah,
so
me too.
A lot of times it means, saying no to things or just like not explaining, you know, when you just need to be with yourself or you're integrating. I'm always integrating something.
Well, it's because
we
shed so much.
Exactly.
Like, rebirth. Yeah. Like a death again.
But I love to be versions. Around people. I just need to make sure, you know, I fill myself up and then I can, you know.
Yeah, it's just the beautiful part. I think that at the end of the day, the medicines that we explore, that we call it more ancient knowledge, and just more, I practice more into shamanism, and a lot of people, I do come from a Christian background, but that served as timeline for me, and for shamanism coming into earth for me, that's earth, Mother Earth, shamanism, like connecting God through Mother Earth and me being connected, that we were never separate. And so that was a reminder that that's how Mother Earth is. She nurtures us too. And that's like a big one, like an intense time that I just had 3 days ago. I just needed to be on a child pose for her and just be nurtured by her and release, like purge, and be able to be hugged by her. And she was just taking it all in. Like I could see it, like vision, like she's just taking that energy and like me releasing that and being a human. And I think that's the beautiful part of being a human. I mean, it sounds funny how we talk about a human, but until people understand we are human and we treat each other the same way, you know, with kindness. And it all goes back to ourselves. You know, it goes back how you're treating yourself kindly. Mm-hmm. Again, don't expect externally for people to treat you a certain kind of way when you're not doing it yourself. Mm-hmm. And that was huge for me, like huge evolution that I had to go through and face and those shadows. Like being nurtured by me was like, oh, what?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, we only have the capacity to treat others, you know, to the depth we're able to see ourselves, to know ourselves. So it's so important. People underestimate a lot, but it's and it's good to remember that when you're treated in a way that you
are unkindly or
that's what, not an excuse, but that's what the person has capacity for.
Yeah, and be able to understand that and be able to alchemize that, you know, as be able to see that energy that is not able to give that to others, then I become, again, I always say you can't beat darkness with darkness.
No, and I don't know about you, but I always see more and more like, oh, yep, that's like all the years I was like, whatever, that way when I was working at the hotel front desk when I was like a passive aggressive little bitch. I see that coming back to me right now. You know, it's like I
your karma, right?
Been perfect, so.
You know. Like, I'm just tired. I just want a room.
It's fun to recognize, too. It's like, oh, I see me so much.
Oh, yeah. So that was me once upon a time on drive-thru being an asshole. Yeah. So it's wild to be able that's also a medicine. Like when you're able to share that, it's able to kill people with kindness, but not because you're like, I'm going to kill them with kindness.
Totally.
No, it's just energetically you're carrying that kindness because you're in that and a vibration. It's vibration. Yeah. You're in that energy.
If you're really able to have the empathy, because not just like, oh, I'm so sorry, but where you really feel that person, then that's healing.
Exactly.
You don't have to say anything. Sometimes it's better not to say anything.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Adrian. I'm so grateful you're here, and I'm sure that we probably invite you again, maybe with a group of more people, and just be able
a panel
of like medicine people, and
of all different spirit animals. No, just kidding.
It will be considered the spirit animal episode. How do you shapeshift or shapeshift?
Dress up.
Kidding. We're gonna dress up.
Halloween's coming.
Oh my Lord, I'm super happy. Thank you so much, Adrian. And thank you guys. I wrap it up. Thank you for listening to us, and I hope this could touch your hearts. And if you guys are interested in any of these medicines, I will put her information, and also reach out. You can also message, they can message you, or if they're interested for sessions, she does private sessions. Are you actually facilitating right now any sound healing, or you're kind of like
2023? I've just been traveling and stuff, so I want to get something on the calendar, but I'm definitely booking private sessions, so don't wait for me.
Message
me if you want a private. I do groups, sound healing. I incorporate the crystals, oils as well, and I will soon become a Cambo practitioner. So by mid-December, I'll be all certified.
Yay.
Hit me up for all your vibrational healing needs.
Yes. Yes. Also, are you still doing any of your bracelets? Jewelry?
I am. I'm still making jewelry. I have been sort of on a break from doing it because I only, do it when the energy's right. Yeah. But I am still making jewelry. I still have some a discount still happening on my bracelet inventory, but it's kind of small, so I'm going to be making a bunch of new stuff for holiday. So
sweet. Get those crystals.
We'll put my information I'll be posting more soon.
Hey, all right, guys, thank you so much. I love you guys. Enjoy your time with your family. Drink your water whatever the fuck you like to drink. We like kombucha, we like greens and water and Pellegrino. So just make sure you love yourself, make sure you nurture yourself, hug yourself, and you're the first person that's most important in your life is starting with yourself. So thank you, love you guys, bye.
Thank you.